Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, salamu alaykum and welcome back to this to the hadith of the day. Today is a day of grief, a day that reminds us of the cost of truth. This day in history marks the martyrdom of Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, the eighth Imam, the one who was forced to leave his home, who was poisoned by the tyrant Ma'mun and who died far from the city he loved. He was the Imam of knowledge, the Imam of patience, the Imam who carried the light of the Ahlul Bayt through the darkest of times. And his martyrdom is not just a loss, it is a reminder that the world does not always welcome truth, a reminder that those who carry God's message often pay with their lives. But it is also a reminder of something else. I brought a hadith in which the Imam Ridha alayhi salam reminds us of a fact that Allah cares for us, that He did not leave us without guidance, that He sets boundaries, do's and don'ts, not to restrict us, but to protect us, because He loved us. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam gave us a beautiful principle that shows this care. He says, every beneficial thing that strengthens the body and gives it power is halal. And every harmful thing that takes away strength or kills is haram. Simple, clear, anything that benefits and strengthens is lawful, and anything that harms or weakens is forbidden. So this is a profound principle. It means the foundation of halal and haram is not arbitrary. It's rooted in what is good for us and what is bad for us. Allah doesn't forbid things to restrict us. He forbids them to protect us. This is what it means to say that Allah cares for us. If He didn't care, He would leave us without guidance. He would let us harm ourselves without warning. But He doesn't. It tells us, this is good for you, so take it. This is harmful for you, so stay away. Imam Ridha is teaching us that the boundaries of halal and haram are not walls. They are fences. And fences are there to keep us safe. They protect us from what would hurt us. Psychologists and medical researchers have confirmed this. Things that strengthen the body, like nutritious food, exercise, rest, contribute to physical and mental health. Things that harm, like excessive sugar, processed foods, addictive substances, and so on, lead to illness and weakness. And physiologians, psychologists, I don't know anyone who would admit that. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam was describing this centuries before science caught up. So this principle applies beyond food. What about what you consume with your eyes, what you listen to, what you spend your time on? If it strengthens you, your faith, your character, your health is good. If it weakens you, like drains your energy, distracts you from purpose, harms your relationships, then it's harmful. So stay away from it. Like depression. Depression is like a common cold. So many examples of it, but we don't have time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.